So 37-25 the final score. Disappointed with that?
Disappointed that we didn't show more in attack and didn't break the lines as they did so easily.
It's New Zealand, you know. They're probably the best team in the world, basically. So I don't mind.
Shame at all.
No. It was a good effort.
A win would be good, but then it's all about team building as well, before the Six Nations. So I think with that in mind, I think Wales played fairly well. They took the opportunity. One missed kick, maybe a conversion by Stephen Jones, yeah, but other than that, couldn't we ask for more, I think.
I think we gave more than I thought we would. I was really pleased with what we gave. It was a bit sad that we couldn't get there in the end, but yeah, I was pleased.
I think it's missing Shane Williams, that sort of someone who's got a really, really quick pace. I think they're missing that little bit of flair.
And also a bit of bulk to break the line. If they were coming up pace near the line, then they would break through. And against these Southern Hemisphere teams, they're always a bit bigger, tend to be certainly quite physical.
We've probably been the poorest out of all the Northern Hemisphere teams this autumn series. And it's not looking good for the Six Nations.
The coach, Warren Gatland, has been given a lengthy new contract ahead of this. Do you think he's taking the side forward going into the Six Nations and World Cup next year?
No, I think we haven't made any progress from last year's Six Nations. The side doesn't look like they gel well together, and they don't look like they can function as a team, which has got to be his responsibility.
So you're not too confident going into the Six Nations?
No, not at all.
But looking back then at the series as a whole, do you think Wales are moving in the right direction with the Six Nations and the World Cup coming up next year?
Not really, no. We should have performed. We should have beaten one of the Southern Hemisphere teams. I think we've got a long way to go before we're competing in the World Cup. And the Six Nations, we got England now at home. Again, if we'd have beaten New Zealand tonight, that would have been Wales on a high. At the moment, as it stands, we're on a bit of a low. So it's all back to the drawing board against England, isn't it?
I think we've got a lot to do before the World Cup next year. England has already started thinking about the World Cup next year, and they've shaped their team accordingly. I think Wales now has to do the same before next summer, if we stand any chance to get anywhere in the World Cup.